the following podcast is not real, but it is a tiny unloved component of the Earwolf Network. And it continues to be sponsored against all outcries of common sense by Cards Against Humanity. Want to send a package or gift to Arnie, Usador, and Chunt? Me neither. Just send it to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. Care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. Someone at Cards Against Humanity will have the enviable task of shoving it through the portal behind the Burger King. And now, ready, set, pretend.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. A year and some number of months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a little bit of a Wi-Fi signal from that Burger King. It must be coming through the dimensional rift. And I use that to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my best buds, my goon companions, my boon companions, my foon companions, Chunt, the King of the Badgers.
Oh, yeah, baby.
How you doing, Chunt?
Pretty good. I'm feeling alive and, yeah.
Oh, man. It's got to be life-changing to have a sort of near-death
Literally
experience.
Life-changing, yeah. Yes. It's extended my life.
Yeah, and I see you got a packet.
Yeah, I got somebody sent me a box of potions.
Yeah, people have been shoving things through the portal behind the Burger King, and mm-hmm. We usually do this at the end, but someone sent us a bunch of boxes of Final Fantasy XII potion?
No, it says Final Fantasy, and then there's an X, and then a line and a line.
Yes, and it looks like... Are we going to try these?
Yeah. It appears to me to be some sort of marital aid.
It does.
Potion night.
Potion night.
Cheers. Let's see what this is made of.
Oh, yes. Of course, drink something that just came through a portal.
I think this is cologne.
Ooh. All right, I'm going to try it, even though...
Even I am not foolish enough to do this.
That tastes like cologne.
And I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fianyar.
Feline Zealot.
The dwarves know me as Zurin Hugstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet. And even I am not foolish enough to drink blue potion that is unmarked and undecipherable.
Well, you know, you say you don't want to drink blue potion. Everything on this box is in, I assume, Japanese. So this, we're assuming
nothing.
It's a drink.
It means
but
nothing.
But it might
to me.
Not be. It might be cologne.
I'm cursed again.
No. But you know, Usador, you said you wouldn't drink blue potion.
Oh, well, I'll just make my own blue potion.
Now, I know red potion is a health potion. What does blue potion do?
Well, it's magic potion, of course.
It's just blanket magic.
And just refills your magic. If you're like feeling like, oh, God, I'm tired.
Don't have enough magic.
So out of magic. Oh, yes. Magic, I'm magical again.
And when you're in grade school, the rumor is yellow potion makes your dick smaller.
That's a rumor?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to fill up your magic?
No, thanks.
I'm getting a lot of magic right now.
Hard pass from Usador.
Well, guys, before we bring in our guests, I have a special surprise for you guys. I just want to say, I know that things are a little weird in Foon right now. King Albane passed away under mysterious circumstances.
Oh, you killed him.
It's not that mysterious.
Guys, again, look, there are a lot of people in this tavern. When we talk about the fact that to save Chunt's life, I accidentally made a deal that killed King Albane. Let's keep that under our
accidentally, so you didn't know someone was going to die?
I knew it was an ethical choice, one that I did not take lightly, but I thought if I'm going to save my buddy's life, I would take it. I didn't know it was going to kill the king.
And now look at us sitting around drinking cologne.
Now, Chunt, I think it's unfair to say that Arnold killed King Albane. I think it's fair to say that certain actions that Arnold took led directly to the death of King Albane.
That's better put.
I know I want to do something special. I'm so excited that Chunt's still alive. So I asked around for something that you guys would really enjoy. Mm-hmm. I found out you're big fans of
spiced potatoes. Thank you, Arnold. Yes, sir. A round of spiced potatoes for everyone.
Usador, there's still no spiced potatoes. Oh. The spice embargo in Migas is still in place. I know you're really jonesing for spiced potatoes.
I really need some spiced potatoes.
It's been too long since you've had that disgusting food. It's just a potato.
Well, then what is your surprise?
My surprise is the bards Nimby and Grundle.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Famous band.
They're here?
They are here.
Where?
Guys, come in, guys.
Oh my gosh. Hello. Oh my gosh. Hello, how are you?
This is a dream come true.
It's so good to see you.
Oh, it is wonderful to meet you at last.
Yeah. Nice to meet you too. Before we start anything, Arnie, you got that the sack of gold we talked about?
Yes. I had to have Nimby Pimblebottom poop a lot of
things. Oh, Fabi, you're such a good friend. You are, Mr. Arnold.
I just got to count this here. Just ease up there, Nimby, for a second. All right. Okay, we're good.
All right.
Hey, awesome. How you guys doing?
Hey.
We're excellent.
They're more money hungry in person than I thought they would ever be.
Wow. Oh, not at all. We're here because money represents love sometimes, and your friend loves you very much.
Yeah. Wow.
That's very true, and he's terrible at math, so I am fully endorsing your counting of that money.
I didn't believe that Arnie really loved me until Nimby just said it.
Chunt, is it?
Yes. Yes, sir.
He said your name.
It was written on the piece of paper that already gave us before we came
in. It's like a corporate event. I wrote down some details about you guys, some things.
Yeah, we're personalizing this for you guys. Yeah. You know.
For the next 23 minutes, that we're going to spread our joy here?
Yeah, well, you got to understand Nimby's kind of a pretentious prick.
Oh, no, not at all.
He's just blowing hot air straight up your halves
of this duo may be the pretentious ones.
I'm just telling it like it is, okay?
You always do, and we love you so much for that.
I don't need to hear any of your BS today.
Well, we'll see what comes out today. Hello!
You guys got any of that blue potion left?
Please don't put in the blue potion. Sometimes we'll say things that we all regret.
I had a real bad time with this stuff about a year and a half ago, but I think I've got a handle on it.
This is on you. I'm just going to say that. This is on you.
We really got a lot of it, so.
Yeah, that's the stuff. All right, let's do this.
So now I'm new to Foon, relatively. I've heard tales that you guys are one of the biggest bands in Foon. Like,
one of the biggest, pretty much the band.
I mean, you've heard of Foonapalooza, I'm sure.
I have heard. Yes. I've heard of Foonapalooza.
We own that shit.
Literally own it.
We got 53% of Foonapalooza. We get the tunic rights.
Tunic rights. They always play last rite before the changeling child is taken away.
Yes, last rite every night.
Yes, this is my favorite.
At the end, there goes the changeling child off to the sky, changing child. And that's all you get, really. Because
wonderful. Sure.
It's all a contract the way it works.
I have goosebumps.
Part of the deal that I made with them is that they would only sing snippets of their songs.
You couldn't meet our full quote.
Also, you're not allowed to touch them.
Please do not touch me. Do not touch me.
Yes, sir. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Can we get you something to drink or to eat? They still have rooster's feet and pork shank and all sorts of ale. And
well, don't bother. We're so accustomed to the best food in the world where we come from.
Speak for yourself. Can I get a couple of heaps of pork shank? That'd be really great.
Don't give him pork shank.
I'm starving.
It gives him the worst gas.
You're not the boss of me, you son of a bitch.
I think I am. I was born before you.
2 seconds.
Yes, and that's good enough in our land.
Arnie, it's so cool to see them talk. This is the reason they broke up 17 times.
Wow.
Technically, it was 18, but the one time didn't really count because I was asleep.
Oh,
that's right. You got a sleeping spell put on upon you.
Oh, God, don't remind me. That pixie was the worst.
This is why,
blind date.
This is why this happens. You understand this, Grundle.
A guy needs what a guy needs, Nimby. So.
I know you do, and the people from our land shouldn't behave such.
Speak for yourself. I had a great friggin' time.
I'm sure you did.
That's right. It's very obvious to look at you. Our listeners may not know that you two are halflings.
You can use that term. Yes, it's okay.
Yes. Oh, only halflings call you halflings?
It's kind of a diminishing term.
Oh,
we just call ourselves the people.
The people.
The people. We are the people.
Well, my hippie brother calls himself the people.
Sure. Not a hippie.
I prefer better in small package people.
Sure.
It's just, if you know what I mean.
That's a lot to say.
Yeah,
that's a lot to say.
It makes the name tag a little long, but...
Now, I hate to impose.
But you're gonna anyway, aren't you?
Yes,
yeah, I can tell, Mr. Wizard. Go ahead.
Yes, but you see, Arnold has paid for you to come here and to play certain snippets of your songs, and I would really, really love to hear the lightning that did end Ethren.
Oh, yes. That was one of our early hits.
Yeah,
I don't know if I remember, but we'll try it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The lightning that did end Ethren.
Lightning that did hit Ethren.
Yes, wonderful.
It was frightening the way it hit Ethren, like a thunderbolt from the sky that came from underground. And the Ethrenese were cooked, and they were delicious. So tasty, with a bit of wine. I love my wine that comes from my land. There is no better wine.
And it goes on from there. We kind of I gotta admit, the bridge of that song kind of sucks.
It
really nailed it down.
Epic. It's one of my favorites. It's based on an old fable where lightning came out of the ground into the sky and then hit the town of Ethren, and all the Ethren people were cooked alive, but they were delicious.
So it came out of the ground.
Yes.
It went into the sky.
That's right.
Came back down.
That's right.
Science, Arnie. Science.
The most wicked of people get punished that way.
Yes, sure.
If you guys are taking requests...
for the next 17 minutes.
Sure,
yes, absolutely.
This is possibly for me.
Yeah.
And this is a song that I had running through my head when I was thinking I was going to die.
Well, it's for us.
They have a song that is like my favorite song of all time. And I said if I ever got married, I would want this song played. It's called Graveyard Love.
Oh.
It's my favorite song ever, Graveyard Love.
Graveyard Love?
Yeah. It's just a really beautiful...
That was written for my eighth wife, who was really lovely before she betrayed me.
Oh.
But I don't mind. I understand it means something to you.
You really got to work on those prenuptial agreements, buddy.
Yes.
After number five, you'd think you would have wised up, but whatever.
This might be a personal question. What form did this betrayal take?
Well, I was on the road at the time, and she gave away some of my lands.
Oh.
To me, that was the really crazy thing.
Yes.
Oh, the worst betrayal is one between your wife and your brother.
That's correct. And I was able to get it back because he passed out, and I was able to...
I kind of do that a lot.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It's very easy to cut him back out of the will as well, which is the key to happiness.
I'm excited to hear.
Graveyard Love. Okay, this is another oldie. I got to think on this
one. This is unbelievable. Thank
you.
Do you
remember how this one starts? And actually, you know what? Go ahead. If you could start it off for us, Chut, he's gonna start. This would be pretty cool.
Of course.
He did pay us extra for having you join in. So.
Met a girl in a graveyard. She was... buried 6 feet deep. I took a shovel, dug her up now.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
And she's dancing now on my feet.
Wow, you're singing more than I would have guessed.
Graveyard love.
She's my graveyard love.
Graveyard love.
A dead little thing, my
graveyard love.
Wonderful.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much.
Dredging up those wonderful memories.
You know, I gotta say, Chet, this wizard I could do without, but you seem pretty cool. I got issues with wizards, but you seem like a pretty cool dude.
Everyone feels that way.
I was pretty self-conscious about my talk singing, but...
No. By any chance, do you play bass lute?
I do.
Ah, this could take care of our little problem.
Yeah, our bass lutist got abducted by orcs last week.
He wasn't one of the people anyway, so I don't feel too badly.
That's true.
Since when do people have issues with wizards?
Don't get me started on this. Usidor, is it?
Yes, Usidor the Blue.
Usidor the Blue, I don't think I've heard of you.
You've heard of me. I am the wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights,
not ringing any bells
chaos,
here.
Champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fian Yalak.
You can keep
the dwarves
the name,
know me as
Zoranuk
Stanges, and I'm known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maestar, and there's so many other secret names that I have not yet revealed here.
I have to apologize for my brother. He has some rather particular ideas about how the world is. I myself have great respect
wizards.
I understand the truth of how the world works.
Here
is
he
what
goes.
You need to
here
say.
He go. Go ahead. You're going to do it. I can't stop you.
Okay. Well, I don't want to get into a whole thing here, but since we've opened this door, you know how the king in the Northeast died, you know, King Albane Belleron.
I know exactly how he died.
Is he dead?
I just mean the fact that he died.
Yes.
He was a very good king. He left our lands alone.
He was a complete puppet. He had no actual power.
Here he goes.
He was run. Gosh, I hate to get into this whole thing.
But you're going to.
Because they asked, and they deserve the truth. So there's a gathering of the Northeast Wizard Trilateral Consortium. The Leguminati.
Have you heard about the Leguminati?
The Leguminati, they're the people in charge of making beans control the entire economy.
Oh, sure.
Then there's the Fluminati.
Do you guys have any new songs?
Well, I do not subscribe to this. I generally find that he undercuts his own positions.
The question is who benefits?
Sure.
Okay, that's always the question you have to ask.
Follow the money.
And the fact of the matter, it goes to the bean people, the Fluminati, who are all about riding on logs, and then there's the Alchemical Council, who are also just tools of the Northeast Wizard Trilateral Consortium. They're putting together... Okay, they get the alchemists to make these potions that they then aerosolize. They bring them up on eagles' backs, and they flow them in the air. They call them alchemy trails.
Now, do not talk about the eagles. They are my good, good friends.
The eagles, oh gosh, don't even get me started on the eagles. They're tools of the man.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm new to Foon, so it's so hard for me sometimes to know whether the things people are saying are logical or a little like...
In this case, they're not. I will say that my dear, dear brother is not typical of the people, and he has unusual ideas. We generally find that everyone is wonderful, so long as they stay
in their own little land. Blissful paradise, keep your eyes closed.
You've done very well by my point of view.
Of course, by the sheeple, I mean the sheep people of the Southern Plains.
Oh, good friends of mine, good friends of mine.
Sheep. Well, I do have a song about, and you know this song, it's so popular and famous, and the one that's made us all our money, by the way.
Yeah, on top of all.
You have yours, and I have mine. Keep it that way, we'll all be just fine. Sing it with me.
You have yours, and I have mine. Keep it that way, and we'll all be just fine.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
very
baby.
Good.
What
very
is that?
Good.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that the people, from what it means to me, is we have the most wonderful lands, and other people have what they have, and that's terrific. And as long as we keep them separate, we'll have peace, and that's what the good king represented, and why it's so sad that he's passed away.
Oh, wow. So... a lot of sort of segregation?
No, not at all. You came through a portal, did you not?
I did.
Oh, yes. Are there more of you?
There's a lot of me.
Oh.
There's a lot of me. They get worse.
Arnie, they know what they're talking about, okay? Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room? They know what they're talking about.
Okay. You know what? Actually, let's take a quick break.
Let's talk more about where you come from. I'm a little
interested about this. I'm interested here. Are you an actual alien?
Do you represent another species of people who might like land?
I do. I am a new species on Foon, I suppose, and... oh, boy, I got to say, my species, we like land.
Oh, dear.
We really like land.
Oh, dear.
But I'm here. I'm just here to observe and to share my observations with the people of my world.
Oh, so you're spies, what you say?
Sending information.
I don't need to cast aspersions.
Working for that king he was talking about, this Burger King.
I don't work for the Burger King.
Interesting. But he sent you here.
By accident.
Sure, that's what he wants you to think.
Yes, exactly. That's what he wants you to think.
How deep does this rabbit hole go,
guys? I'm curious, for different reasons.
Chut, you've been a rabbit once in a while, don't you? You know how deep this rabbit hole goes?
Let's take a break and then really dig into Arnie.
Oh, no.
I speak now to all those souls inside this pod of casting. It is I, Blemish. Now that good King Belleroth is dead and chaos and war are sure to sweep across the land, be sure to come on down to the Vermilion Minotaur for a glass of mead and whispers of secret conquest. Located on the Traveler's Road near McShingleshane Forest.
So, Nimby and Grendel...
yes.
Let's talk less about me and my race's possible invasion, hypothetically, of Foon in the future. I want to know a little bit more about you guys. Like, what's it like being brothers and being in a band together?
Being on the road is wonderful.
Speak for yourself.
Wonderful. Not with him, but just in general.
Ugh. Well, they have a song that's kind of, it's a little bit about their backstory, just a little bit.
Oh!
It's called Half and Half, and it's just a song about, you know, two halflings, you know, we're hitting the road. But it's one of my favorites. Would you guys play Half and Half?
We will. We hate that song, but we'll do it.
Do you know how many times people shout out Half and Half at one of our concerts?
Yeah, they're like, play that song that explained your backstory.
I hold up a candle and say, Half and Half.
We were born in a land that everyone knows as the best land in the land.
And we made ourselves into a two-person singing music band.
And we went out in the places where they don't have very good music.
And we kicked a lot of ass.
And we took a final pass.
And it's half and half, and it's half for you, and half for me, and half. Except when I renegotiated the contract, now I get 60%.
But happily, you're always drunk most of the time.
Stop going through my pockets, you son of a bitch. I swear to God I'll cut you if you do it again with a witch. I kind of stretched that rhyme. I know I was a little drunk when I was writing the second half of this song.
Why are you always messing with witches?
Because they are the best at the carnal arts. Ooh. You sir knows what I'm talking
about,
right?
That's why you always fail, and that's why you are always drunk, and that's why you would always amount to nothing in our land.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful,
wow. Yes. Kind of gets, kind of work out some stuff on
really
stage.
You sense the love. Yeah.
It's honesty.
Yeah.
Honesty is
honestly,
the most important thing.
I don't
thing
understand why people love that song so
no,
much.
No, not at all, but you like it.
Now let's get back to Arnold and his invasion of food.
I'm very interested in this discussion.
Please tell us.
Now, what you need to understand is he's not really an alien. He is a human, or as you know him, a doubling.
Yes.
And I think by the size of him, I think he might be a tripling.
Oh, good one, Chud.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, nailed it.
These guys are so supportive.
Yeah, they love you. That's great.
Chud, we dig you, man. You should
I dig you guys. Oh, my gosh. Since you guys are being so nice, I hate to put you on the spot. I have a restaurant called Choo Choo's Chow.
No.
I've been looking. Usador and I own it. We've been looking for some sort of, like, jingle or some sort of song to get people in the door. It's just Choo Choo's Chow. So any song that you can.
Ordinarily, this would cost you dearly.
Arnie, pay him, Arnie.
Okay. This is all the rest of the money I've gotten from Foonside sponsors.
Oh, that would buy several hectanes.
This will give you about 17 seconds worth.
Oh my God,
this is worth it, right?
Yes. So it's Choo Choo's Chow, yes.
Choo Choo's Chow, yeah.
Choo Choo's Chow. Choo, you are wandering around the land of food,
and you are feeling peckish for some badger food.
You wanna go a place where Jews aren't allowed? Try Choo Choo's Chow. No Jews allowed.
He always does this.
Let's
you
just
know, every
go with
song.
It. Let's just
every
go. Song.
No, let's not.
Shunt, I know you're really supportive of your favorite band, but you don't want a jingle that talks about there not being Jews allowed at your restaurant.
I like Jews, but if they're going to write a song for me, let's just let it slide.
Fact of the matter is they're in with the Triliteral Council.
Yeah, he goes again. You're 17 seconds. It's up, but you can use that any way you like.
You know, I know it's never good to engage with the conspiracy theorist, but what is the Triliteral Council in film?
The Triliteral Council.
It's a work of fiction. Go ahead.
No, you know what? I've done the research. I've been on the underweb, and I know these things.
You go right ahead.
The underweb is the spider people under the ground.
Yes, of course.
Capture everyone's secrets as they whisper them into the ground at the floor of their hovels, and they capture them there, they gather them, and those of us in the know collate this information.
Sometimes I'll just go down there and just kind of browse.
What percentage of the underweb is porn?
A surprising amount, actually.
A really surprising amount.
But okay, anyway, the Triliteral Commission is a gathering of the 14 most powerful wizards in the land of food.
Why haven't I heard of it?
Usador, please tell him this is a complete work of fiction. It's rotting his brain along with the blueprint.
If there was such a committee that did meet, I would, of course, be there.
I know is I've seen the attendance sheets and I've seen the minutes. And I've never seen your name on any of the goddamn lists.
This is a perfect segue for a jamming song called Wizards Suck.
Oh! Oh, wizards suck. I didn't want to write this. It's sort of an ironic piece.
I kind of took the lead on doing this one.
Not my favorite.
The land is under siege from various conspiracies and killing our liege. And the people in charge of all of this evil are the wizards of the Northeast Wizard Trilateral Consortium, run by the Jews.
No, hold on.
Stop it.
John, this is one of your favorite songs.
Stop this song.
I gotta be honest. I don't know if I just kind of
You're just not a lyrics guy.
It's a little subtle.
The studio, we can do magical things where we can kind of make it sound swirly and such. Because
it just makes me dance.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, I love Elvis Costello. I'm listening to Oliver's Army, and I'm like, whoa, wait, what was that word? Okay, hold on. Keep moving.
Who's this Elvis?
This is an Earth.
He has an army?
I don't want to talk about Earth.
Oh, is this the invading army that you're going to be sending? Did the king tell you to scout for the army?
No, look, if they do come, they'll say, look, Oliver's army is here to stay, but it's not amazing.
And what's the attraction of having
that's
an army?
Rather catchy. I'm going to use that, I think.
Yeah, you would.
You know what? Now, since I'm paying for all of this, and since I spent literally all the money that I have.
Yes, you have 3 minutes left.
Which I'm sure will be fine because the sponsors will just keep coming forever. Right?
Okay. After this episode, I cannot be sure of that.
Do we have time for 2 more songs?
I think we can manage that.
Great. Sure. I would just like to request a song. It seems like you have such a huge back catalog. I must imagine you have a
legendary
song.
Legendary, yes.
I must imagine you have a song that includes a unicorn, a goblin, a leprechaun, and...
you better say zero Jews.
And zero Jews.
Hold on, I gotta remember the lyrics of this one. This is one out of the way deep back catalog.
Sure.
La di da,
a unicorn and a goblin walked into a bar. The bartender was a leprechaun, and he said, I hope that neither of you are Jews.
That's not the leader. That wasn't you've given him too much to drink.
Yeah.
And this is what happens.
I'm telling you,
maybe that's how it works in your land, that you just give them what they want, like little children.
I love how I accidentally guessed the order that they would appear in the song.
Well,
it's a classic.
You know, we're almost out of time that you're contractually supposed to be here.
Give me a couple extra minutes for Chut.
Oh, man. Chun, you are lovely. Everybody just loves you. We have yet to meet someone.
Everyone but you.
I love you, Chun.
Kidding. Love you.
We're going to figure out what's going on between us someday.
What would you like to hear, Mr. Arnie?
I'm just curious. I feel like Chun is too shy to ask this, but if you meet a cool band that you love, you want to hear something before anybody else. Are you guys working on any new songs?
We are always working on new songs.
Yeah, despite the fact that he carried no actual power and he was a tool of the conspiracy.
That's not true at all. He was a noble and righteous man who left us alone.
Regardless, we're not dummies, and we're going to capitalize on the whole mourning for King Belleroth in the Northeast. And we have a bit of a tribute song, if you're interested. This is a food premiere, this right here.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful, thank you.
It really speaks to the love of the people and the other people.
This one goes out to Chut.
Oh my gosh. A swan song.
Sweet, sweet king.
Sweet King Albane Belleroth.
Dead before your time.
Why did you have to go?
All our dreams.
All our plans and hopes and dreams.
Wrapped up in your fate.
We miss you, mighty king.
Though we know nobody was to blame. If there were, we'd hate to be them.
Cause if we found the one responsible, we'd kick his teeth in
and eat their skin.
Uh-oh.
And beat them with their own arm.
Probably spear them through the liver and cook it.
And set their insides on fire.
And violate their corpse.
And violate their
gosh, Arnie did it. Arnie did it.
No,
he made my dreams come true.
Oh, yes, I made your dreams come true.
You did it, buddy.
Yeah.
You made my dream come true. Thank you.
I'm going to be humming that all week.
Well, Nimby and Grundle, thank you so much for being here. I know I paid you a lot of money to be here, but I still appreciate it.
We would have been here if you'd paid us half that amount.
Oh, well, that's good to know now.
My brother does not speak for the organization, nor for me.
You guys are amazing. I mean, you murdered it. You murdered it the same way Arnie... helped me out.
Yes.
Love
yes.
you.
You know, as always, you can email the show if you email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. We've fallen a little bit behind on our emails. But here's one I got recently. It says, classifications of giants / basketball. Hey, guys, I'm a 6'10" college basketball player, and I had a couple questions. One, I've had many people call me a giant throughout my life, so I was wondering if there is a certain height you have to reach to be considered a giant, or if they are completely separate race from humans. Two, I know Mittens is a big game in Thune. I was curious if there was a game similar to basketball, and if there is, how popular it is in comparison to Mittens. Yours truly, Neb the Possible Giant, Ben Lammers. That name sounds familiar.
By the way, all Mittens games are rigged in Thune.
The Mittens games are rigged.
They're rigged. Rigged by the Northeast Wizard Trilateral Consortium in order to keep the people docile.
Ridiculous.
It's all fake.
Nonsense.
I'm starting to come around to that. Yeah, we do have basketball. Our homunculus friend loves to play basketball.
Oh, yeah,
you just
that's
throw a ball
right.
on a basket.
Yeah. Well, so what is the cutoff for being a giant? Like, are giants a race?
If I were to stand on your head, you'd be a giant.
Oh, wow.
Of course they're a race.
The people are a race. Humans are a race. Or, as the people know them, doublings.
Yes.
And then giants, a third race.
The quadlings.
All of them can intermingle. If can intermix my meaning.
Oh,
they
wow.
shouldn't, but
oh,
they
believe
do.
Me, after
they
concerts,
shouldn't.
I yeah, I'll tell you
oh,
what, those giant ladies.
Wow, that's oh, just, right. So you're really into
they're
witches.
There are a whole lot of women. You know what? I am into anything that's in front of me in the moment.
And it's shameful.
I should live life to the fullest.
Somebody
I say.
Move those rooster feet. I have a letter here. This came actually with the potions. I'm just seeing it here. This says, "Dear Arnie Chunt and UTB, yeah, you know me. Oh, Usador the Blue. I've been very worried about our dear friend Chunt and his ever-progressing evil enchantment. That's gone, baby. Last week I heard Chunt speak about his Final Fantasy VII, and I remembered, hey, I have some leftover potions from one of my quests. So these were collected over a decade ago.
Oh, boy.
That would explain
not have
the taste.
This.
I hope they retain some of their magical properties, and this is from Greg. Well, thank you, Greg.
They look really
they
cool.
They look... The bottles are cool. Maybe I'll put my one sperm in here.
Oh, it's a good idea. So, thanks for it.
Then I will definitely never drink from these again, just to be safe.
I too, received a package here. It says Amazon Prime on it! I'm using my great wizard strength to open it. And inside there is...
Very little. It's a big box.
There's a long piece of wood.
It's an arm.
It is bent at one end.
It's a stick arm.
It's a back scratcher, but I think it's maybe meant for Chunt. It's a better stick arm for Chunt after he lost his arm.
Oh, how nice. An upgrade to your stick arm. But you have your real arm back now.
Now I'll just use that to scratch my itchies.
Yeah.
Well, in case your arm ever falls off again, you'll have a better stick arm.
It's only a matter of time before you lose another arm, I'm guessing.
We got a package from Hallie Farwood. Hi, Chun, I'm Hallie, a human female from Earth. I was devastated to hear about your curse, and I'm sending a care package.
A doubling.
Please enjoy this assortment of Earth candies, which includes some Snickers.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Holy cow, that's a great assortment.
Let's
Snickers, M&M's.
Twice.
Those look just like the mushroom travels we have back home.
Oh.
Mushroom travels?
Yes.
Yeah, we always ask for a bowl of mushroom travels backstage before every concert.
Yeah,
but
see,
we have them take out the enchanted ones.
Oh,
and we
right.
know if they haven't taken the enchanted ones out, then we know that we have to go through the whole setup.
Yeah, absolutely.
What
They're
does it mean here
attention.
When it says fun size?
That means it's disappointingly small.
There was a movement for a while to call halflings fun size, but we voted it down.
No, sure. No, we had the king execute those people.
Oh, wow. Boy, you know, I have to say, I always thought of halflings as being kind of just sort of nicer.
We are. We're the nicest people in the world. Everybody can be wonderful how they are, separately.
It is miserable in my hometown.
Really. I never have more fun than when I get on my cart and I visit a halfling town and I have a big feast with them and maybe I do some fireworks
yes,
for them. It's,
yes.
It's really a blast.
It is delightful when you go away after.
And then I go, wasn't that fun for you? Goodbye forever. Maybe I'll be back. Maybe I won't.
And then you go on an unexpected journey.
That couldn't be. Yes, very true.
All right, one more email here. This is says, my name is Steven, and I'll be honest, I really want to send you guys a PlayStation with some of the games Arnie has helped make so he can show Usador and Chunt that he really did used to be good at his job. That's right. Back on Earth, I worked for a company called Jackbox Games. I can only imagine they have new games coming out sometime soon. that you should buy if they still exist. The PlayStation, however, is too big to fit through the portal behind the Burger King. I just got through trying. My dilemma is, there is a daycare just down the road, Arnie. Do you think showing your boon companion some cool games is worth a few scoops of rendered child fat? Oh, my God. If you want me to proceed, I may be able to prove Jeff Goldblum right and show that life finds a way. Don't worry, Chun. Earth people are loving it. Guys, I as awesome as it would be for us to play some video games...
I cannot say this any more clearly or obviously. Do not murder children. I'm coming down hard on this, and I'm taking a stand.
I've never seen Isidor so adamant.
Yeah.
Do not murder children to give us games.
That is true.
What do you have back home in the mysterious land of, what is it, Earth?
Yeah, we have...
Do you have a lot of land?
We have a lot of land, but we've used almost all of it.
I see. So, let's say...
good for you.
Do you have walls? Do you have walls in your land?
We do have walls.
Do they keep people away from other lands?
You know what? Basically, they give you a false sense of confidence that maybe you're keeping people from other lands out, but they don't really. They're mostly just like a huge hassle to maintain.
I don't think so. I think that it might be our solution here, this portal.
You want to put a wall up in front of the portal?
Absolutely. Don't you want to keep your lands?
Well, I just have a little hovel on top of a hill.
You should keep that from whence your power and your joy and your love comes.
I suppose I do want to protect
yes,
all of
you
food.
Do. Absolutely, you
I've
do.
I've said over and over again that I want to protect every man, woman, and child in food, and if Earth has become some threat, then yea, I shall take up sword and staff and fight them with all my might.
Isidor, you are a good man.
Oh,
you are
you
a
see
good
what I'm talking
man.
About, Artie? It took like a minute and a half for him to turn this simpleton wizard here to his will.
Listen to the Dark Halfling.
Dark?
That's a really bad Stephen King reference.
Is this another king that you're working for?
Oh, no.
Is he higher than the Burger King?
Higher at times in his life. I think he's gotten clear of that, though. Would you guys mind playing us out?
Sure. What would you like to hear? Do you have any favorites, Mr. Chunk?
Do you have any... You talk a lot about the wall, and I don't... Do you have any songs about the wall?
We have a whole song cycle called Nibby and Grundle's The Wall.
Oh, wow.
Yes, from our old man, Frank Toyd. It starts like that, and as you remember, there's a 20-second gap because it builds the suspense.
When they were Frank Toyd, they had a song about Isidor. It was like, hey, you, Isidor.
Oh, yes. There all
yeah, I remember. Oh, I love that song.
Yes, very
emotional.
Oh,
that
emotional.
Was you.
Yes,
I
me.
Never made the connection. I apologize.
It's all right. It's all right.
There's a wall lingers above us all. Hear the call of the impenetrable wall. The wall is tall, and it's not small, though we are small. By you and me, you and I.
Don't
we'd
ever
like
friggin'
fly.
Correct me again.
You are insufferable with your conspiracy theories.
I think I hate you more than Jews.
That's
okay,
not...
okay, thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much. It was so exciting to learn about the dark side of the Foon. See everybody next week.
Who would have thought so much imaginary fun could be crammed into one audio file? What a wonderful ear venture we've all had. Usador the Wizard was played with effortful grace by Matt Young. Chunt the King of the Badgers was played by Adol Rafai in a performance of paralleled skill. Musical duo Nimby and Grundle were played by Paul Suchboren and Storm DiCostanzo, who happen to be real-life musical duo Paul and Storm. You can find their music at paulandstorm.com and on Twitter at paulandstorm. They also co-produce the Joko Cruise, an annual week-long cruise full of comedy, music, gaming, and general nerdery. Hosted by singer-songwriter Jonathan Coulton. See jokocruise.com for full details. Blemish was played by Martin Wilson, who, by now I am convinced, simply has nowhere else to go. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Ryan DeGiorgi, Evan Jacover, and Arnie Niekamp. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Production assistance from Garrett Schultz. Want to see Hello from the Magic Tavern live? It's not much different, but it seems to keep happening. There are live shows coming to Chicago in July and August. You can get more info by going to hellofromthemagictavern.com and clicking on the link Upcoming Live Shows. Thanks, as always, to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and Earwolf. If you've made it all the way to the end of this podcast, you deserve a naughty secret. I have a small patch of scaly skin behind my left ear that always smells of marinara sauce. Mull over that for the rest of your life.